Over the past week, the Bush administration has been highly critical of Iran's disputed parliamentary election. The solid conservative victory in last Friday's vote was engineered by hardline clerics. The U.S. has also found fault with evidence of further attempts by Iran to hide elements of its nuclear program. In Iran, radio and television has responded with a constant stream of anti-American commentary, and few of Iran's leaders have anything positive to say about the Bush administration. But as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran, that may not be the whole story.
This is what nearly everyone here says when asked about Iran's relations with the United States.
It depends upon the behavior of the United States.
Gholam Ali Hadid-Adel was one of the big winners in Iran's parliamentary election. He's a conservative and is certain to be one of the new legislature's leaders. And like nearly everyone here, he places the burden on the United States to improve its relations with Iran. The U.S. must change its behavior, he says, but when asked how, Hadid-Adel is vague.
To recognize the right of the Iranian people for their Islamic revolution. This is our main difficulty in our relation with the United States.
Just how the U.S. should do that, nobody is willing to say, but that's always the precondition before Iran will talk to the U.S. Almost always. 2 days ago, former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani said he is open to dialogue with the U.S. Rafsanjani is head of the Expediency Council, a very powerful body with just 37 members, whose job it is to sort out conflicts between the parliament and the clerics. At the same time, Rafsanjani acknowledged that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, disagrees and does not want a dialogue with the U.S. So there are disagreements at the highest level in Iran, and it's difficult to sort out, says Amir Mohebian, the conservative editor of one of Tehran's daily newspapers.
Somebody maybe thinks that the condition is ready for opening the dialogue, and Mr. Khamenei maybe thinks it is not at present ready for opening the dialogue. I think the signals at present from the side of the United States is not enough.
Although the nuclear issue is at the top of the agenda between the U.S. and Iran, Iraq is not far behind. Many Iranian leaders now form their view of the U.S. through the Iraqi prism. In his newspaper interview, Rafsanjani remarked that the U.S. is stuck in the mud in Iraq, and if Iran wanted to, it could make things much worse for U.S. forces there. Many analysts here, conservative and liberal alike, share that view. They believe Iran has contributed to stability in Iraq, and says Amir Mohebian, U.S. officials in Iraq are well aware of it.
Iran at present not increasing the problems of the United States in Iraq, but we are waiting to see the behavior of the United States. United States appreciate for this or not. If appreciates in action, we can go on. We don't want United States be in a bad position there.
After the initial shock of the U.S. invasion a year ago, many Iranians have come to see the positive aspects of the U.S. presence in Iraq and on their eastern border as well in Afghanistan. You might think Iranians feel surrounded and threatened by the U.S., especially given the hostile rhetoric of President Bush and other senior administration figures. But many Iranians agree with political analyst Saeed Laylaz, who believes in the final analysis the U.S. occupation of Iraq has been very good for Iran.
There has been no enemy since 200 years ago worse than Taliban in east of the country and Saddam Hussein in west of the country. And only in 2 years, United States has removed both of them.
And it's not only in the security field that Iran feels the benefits, says Laylaz.
I can't even estimate for you a very important share of our economic growth since past 12 years has been because of weakness of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Because of United States attack, we paid a lot of money for military forces because of our enemies in east and west of the country. There are no enemy anymore.
There is a view here that although the conservative takeover of parliament may have been a clumsy and anti-democratic act, it could give the government the freedom to make serious overtures to the U.S. And now that the reformers are out of the government, if relations were to improve with the U.S., the conservatives and hardliners would get all the credit. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.